This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Program proudly heralds what it takes to speak visually. We have stories on everybody's got a story on top of a story. And so the best material I find every day on the program is the material that makes something in your head go, that matters. Things that matter here on Good Day. Let's think about whatever it is that makes you feel good as you start your day or go through your day. It may be that you have a routine. You may like the routine, you may not necessarily like the routine. But from time to time, just let your mind, and don't let the boss hear me say this. I'm the boss. One of the things here that is best for the program is letting your imagination go wild. I encourage Jay and everybody else that's associated with the program to use your imagination. Let your mind wander a little bit to those wonderful, we were talking about taking a trip up the PCH and how wonderful that experience is. You can go, you can let your mind go every once in a while. Don't spend your whole day daydreaming, because then you get fired, but once in a while, it's good, just it's healthy to take your mind off.
Yeah, a break, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, I'm looking for inspiration. Here is an inspirational story. A daughter's, the fact that the kidney donation for a daughter and father, this is an interesting, what is it, turnabout is fair play, kind of. Here's this fellow who donated his kidney to an unknown patient after his daughter received a donated one in a life-saving procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are sometimes when you're oftentimes in families when there's a need for, I have a very, very close friend who gave when he was in his late 20s, his son was born and his livers didn't function. So he gave one of his kidneys to his son. And now, 40-some-odd years later, the kidney that he gave to his son doesn't work anymore. So now the daughter or his sister is going to step up and give one of her kidneys to her brother because they can't find, there's not a match apparently for this, where his blood type. And so he would have to go on a dialysis machine. And I guess that was the story here too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The recipient.
She was on a dialysis machine for 10 hours a night.
Unga bunga. Oof.
And the family wasn't a match, but when an unknown donor was and saved her life, that's when the dad was like, all right, I'm going to pay it for
it. I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, exactly.
He would have given his daughter his own kidney if he could have. He just wouldn't a match.
Wouldn't we all? I would. If my daughter or my son needed a kidney, I'd be first in line. Mm-hmm. Because that's what family's about. That's what love is about. That's what support is about. Right? Under the circumstances, who wouldn't do that? I suppose there are some people that wouldn't do it, but my God, think about this. What a wonderful human being this guy must be.
Yeah, it's great. Huh? It really is.
It really is. All right, what are you doing today? Are you still worried about yesterday? Forget it. What you were doing yesterday has absolutely nothing to do with what you're going to be doing today. The old expression, for some reason or other, I got into this conversation over the weekend with a couple of people about, they were moaning and groaning, some friends of the family. We got into a conversation about things that really, at this point, you can't do anything about. As someone who died in the family and they wish they'd have done this or they wish they'd have done that. You know what? It's over. The rearview mirror is small for a reason. The windshield is big for a reason. Think about the future. Take the now. Run with it. As you can't fix anything that may have happened in the past. Okay, let's get to some good news. 23-year-old woman just set the challenge record for the fastest solo rowing across the Atlantic Ocean. She departed from the Canary Islands on the 10th of December. Her name is Miriam Payne. She rowed 59 days, 16 hours and 36 minutes before she arrived in Antigua. the extraordinary feat accomplished to raise money for a charity that focuses on the well-being of women in their body and their mind. So that's a cool thing.
Yeah.
Imagine what her back and her arms must look like after all that rolling.
You know, that was, and I am pretty, I'm usually like, let's not comment on other people's bodies, but that was my first thought too, Doug. Like,
yeah.
How jacked
the muscles,
her back muscles, her shoulder muscles.
Yep. Yeah. She had a problem, as you would imagine, sleep deprivation. How do you sleep when you're in a rowboat crossing the Atlantic Ocean? Thank you. She had hallucinations. She was hungry, ran out of food. So anyway, she...
One had a battle strong wind. And she,
yeah.
She rowed to keep on pace to set the record for the female record. She had to row for 15 hours a day, every
yeah.
day.
Average temperature in the ocean, 86 degrees, where she... I would bet that she went... If she went down to Antigua, she probably followed the... what do you call it? What's the there's a current that runs from the North Sea, north of England, down into Florida and south of there. And now I can't remember what it's called. But anyway, the current she might have been in that probably helped
probably.
Her a little bit.
There was a moment where she was worried she wasn't going to set the record because she rode for 18 hours one day and
right.
made it less than 10 miles.
Yeah, right. So that is a problem in and of itself. It was sponsored by the Talisker Whiskey Company. It was their Atlantic Challenge, described as the toughest endurance event on Earth. All food, water, and other necessities had to be brought with her. There was nobody. Now, was there somebody following her in a trail boat? Because sometimes that happens when you're doing this sort of thing. You go out and you are doing the work, but there's somebody close by that helps you in case you get into trouble. So that would make some sense, I think, right? In this circumstance, rowing 15, 16, 17, 18 hours a day. Good God. Let's enjoy the day and what it's all about. And celebrate things like this high schooler in Detroit who was voted the most positive. Listen to this. This kid got $1.7 million in scholarship offers. Graduating from Detroit High School, known for her sunny outlook and positive vibes, $1.7 million in college scholarship offers. Her name is Tatiana Alves. Graduating from this school. It's actually a K-12 entrance examination school. Focuses on justice and engineering. She was voted the most positive in her class. And so she's apparently the kind of... We all have known somebody like this, and we all wished we could be like this, right? Amazing. Wherever, whenever she speaks, wherever mm-hmm. she goes, just always good.
But in the genuine nature of wanting others to thrive and cheering
yeah.
them on, a lot
yeah.
of people have a hard time doing something like that,
yeah.
or even just doing so in a genuine sense, where
yeah.
it's like this is just part of her personality. She is sunshine in human form.
4.0 GPA, got her driver's license, getting a job at a local drugstore. She has lots of self-confidence. And a lot of people around her, you know, there were some people say, she's sunshiny and bright all the time. No, it doesn't work that way. She started looking for scholarships, by the way, when she was a junior. And she said there's a micro scholarship site, which you may want to know about, parents, called Raise Me, raise.me, excuse me. And as it turns out, Ms. Alves said that she opted out of using all her scholarship money, but still gets to go to school. It doesn't cost, she's got a free ride, but she's not using all that money. And that's good, because there are other people who probably can.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That's that dough.
And we've seen stories like this where somebody receives a scholarship and they don't necessarily need it. They can afford to go to college and
right.
pay in full, not have to do the student loans and the debt and everything. And so they turn down the scholarship so that somebody else can use it. Somebody
yep.
else who genuinely would need it uses
mm-hmm.
it rather than just getting a free ride because it was granted to them.
Yeah. All so right.
No. And like, no, let's let somebody else do it. Good for
Whoopee.
You to do that.
That's right. Here we are to lead you into another day of thought. leadership. That's what this is all about. I'd like to think that we are on the cutting edge, if, whatever that term means, Jade. Just think about leadership and what it's all about. You know, that's the, remember that song? That's what it all about. You put your left foot in, you put your left foot up.
Hokey pokey, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. So, I got this from a sign on the wall in an office in one of the, I'm involved in three different businesses, so this is one of my partner's offices. It's a great definition. Quote, excuse me, leadership is about making others better as a result of your presence and making that impact last in your absence. What do you think of that? Leadership
That's
about making others better as a result of your presence. Yeah,
it goes
make it
along
last.
With the difference between an actual leader and just a boss.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. So think about it. In your, if you have a business, a lot of small business people like this program because they acknowledge I'm a small businessman as well, and we have lots in common. Just think about the people who are around you. I'm betting most of, well, maybe not most of them, but many of them are more capable than you are. Maybe they're more confident than you are. And maybe they're more valuable to you as a result of what the two of you can do together. For example, this program is much better when I'm not by myself. Jay makes me better. Jennifer makes me better. You and your input makes the program better because it isn't just a single monotoned focus on what the events of the day are, what matters, et cetera, et cetera. It's different mixes. Mm. And that's when I'm not here, the program's not the same. When Jay's not here or Jennifer, it's just not the same. And your business, you can look at that and think about the people who you have around you. And is it true? The answer is going to be yes for most of you, that the business isn't the same if you have hired the right people or you have the right people around you. It's not the same when they're not there. Right? Think about it. What goes on? It's, I think it's true. I think it's across the board. It's it's just true.
Yeah, well, the chemistry between people and everybody brings their own unique value to everything. Think about even just hanging out with friends sometimes when one of your best friends can't show up, and it just changes the dynamic of the group even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And regardless of who that person is, it could be you yourself.
Yep. Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Talk Radio Review, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen at the ready here with some of the comments. So number six is the Jason Aldean controversy, and we have some specific responses to that. For those who think it's a big deal, why don't you relay, Jay, some of the thoughts that we've gotten from some of the folks. There's Jim Lee Whittington. What a great name that is, right? Jim Lee, hello, welcome to the program. And
Jim says the song would sound better in Braille. Come on.
All right, so let's review this song and what it's about and why it's controversial. Because as we've pointed out here a number of times, it's been out since, May?
Since May, yes.
Yeah. All right, so then what's the big deal? It is the video which just came out this week, is that right?
A week ago, and it was the song has been out since May. It's kind of like a small town anthem that the we take care of our own mentality kind of situation. And when it comes to music, it is one of those like in the eye of the beholder. Perception is reality. Perception is your truth. And then you add the music video to it, which gives more of a quote-unquote forced context to it. And it's a lot of imagery of rioting and crime and stuff like that.
All real, by the way. And most of it from Atlanta, which is Jason Aldean's home state. He's in Georgia. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. He grew up in Macon. So he didn't even grow up in a small town himself, which was what some other people are saying. There's the mentality of don't take our guns away, and some people are saying that Jason Aldean is the wrong person to say that. He was the one who was on stage performing during the Vegas tragedy, the shooting, and that he, I think he's already kind of been under a microscope in this context.
he's conservative, and he makes no bones about it, and his wife makes no bones about it. And you cannot tell me that this song is any worse than some rap songs that have been out there that promote violence and carjacking and murder.
But that doesn't mean two wrongs make a right. The rap stuff shouldn't be around either.
You've got to listen to the song. The lyrics say nothing about race. They basically just say, in a small town takes care of itself. You can't carjack an old lady. You can't rob a store. So what is wrong with that? What people are taking aim with is the fact that in the video, he's standing in front of a courthouse, and so they say that makes him look like he is pro-lynching.
Well, it's a courthouse that has a history of that in Columbia, Tennessee, south of Nashville. And, it's one of those things. It doesn't seem like it's the song. Nobody had a problem with this song. People were singing along with it. See, when he performed it for CMA Fest, and that's going to be televised, that performance will still be televised. The music video seems like the thing that most people are coming for, and that has been pulled from CMT. The music video is no longer airing or anything like that. And what you are saying, Jen, too, with Jason Aldean and his wife, Brittany, they don't hide the fact that they are conservative. They are proud to be conservative. Jason's wife, Brittany, and his sister, Cassie, even have a clothing line together that has a lot of conservative tees and all that stuff, like mamas don't let your babies grow up to be liberals, close the effing border. That's some of the stuff that's on the t-shirt. So I think that he is already kind of under a microscope. And again, the song itself doesn't seem to be anything that people were having a problem with until it was added with the music video.
So I thought it was interesting. Sheryl Crow has come out talking about this song controversy. She's from a small, she came from a town in Missouri, Kennett, Missouri, population 10,000, whereas Aldean comes, as you were pointing out there, I think, Jennifer, Macon, which has population 150,000. Is that the issue? Is it small towns have probably,
Crow even said that, you know, people in small towns are tired of all of this, too. It's not just...
Right, it is. It's true. We've had enough of it already, but I'm not sure they're being fair to Jason Aldean, at least in this context at the moment. 28 after the hour here on Good Day and the Talk Radio Review.
Tempting as it may be to add a couple bucks to your monthly mortgage payment to chip away at your principal balance, don't do it if you have any credit card balance. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Your mortgage is single-digit debt, and your credit card is double-digit debt. Keep making the minimum credit card payment, and you will never be out of debt. If you have more than one credit card, there are two common approaches. Throw as much money as you can at the card with the highest percentage rate and pay the minimum on others. Or pay off the card with the smallest balance first, then attack next biggest. And if you can, start a new card, one with an introductory zero-rate balance transfer, so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at AndYouCanQuoteMe.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Justice Department is giving Texas an ultimatum. Remove a floating barrier from the Rio Grande River or get sued. At issue is a floating border barrier made of large buoys anchored to the river bottom at an area called Eagle Pass. In a letter to Republican Governor Greg Abbott, the Fed calls the barrier illegal and said it poses a serious risk to public safety and the environment. Abbott maintains that Texas has the right to defend its borders. The Justice Department is giving the governor until 2 p.m. today local time to confirm he's received the letter and to commit to removing the barrier. At least six people are dead following a series of weekend shootings in the Chicago, Illinois area. The violence began Friday when a man was fatally shot during an armed robbery and found inside of a vehicle in an alley. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Doug Stephanie with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. A good day to you. There are good things going on today, and we're going to sample some of them right here, right now. Here's some good news. Some mysterious radio signals have been uncovered by astronomers at NASA using AI. Here we are back to...
too tech right. Or not too tech? That is the question.
That is the question. All right, so here we are. We're talking a lot about technology and how it can be used. This is a group of electromagnetic waves detected by using artificial intelligence. It's called deep learning. The signals were sourced to areas surrounding nearby stars. Nearby stars are defined as 30 to 90 light years away. You know how long it take us to get? It take like 1,000 years to get to these places. Anyway, the pulses were described as hiding in plain sight. Now, there are a lot of things. Remember, I hope you remember, the Steven Spielberg movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and that little, the way they were, Spielberg was fascinated with this stuff, as you saw with a couple of the movies from the 80s. Close Encounters was one of them. What's the name of the movie where the being comes in. Why do I have? I can see him flying over the moon in his bicycle. What's that name of that movie?
Oh, E.T.
E.T. Thank you. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, so that kind of stuff has developed into what's real, in a sense. Here's somebody who's working on the project. His name is Peter Ma, an undergrad at the University of Toronto, says that his team searched through unbelievable amounts of data from 820 nearby stars. Good God. The 1 terabyte of information could hold 1,000 copies of the Encyclopedia Britannica. Anybody remember what the Encyclopedia? Do you?
I do.
Know what that is,
yeah.
Right? Okay, James, you know what the Encyclopedia? Wait a minute.
Yep.
Hold on. Let's try this, James.
Yeah. What is it, Doug?
I'm up to no good here, James. Do you know what the Encyclopedia Britannica is?
What do you think?
I don't want to think that I was concerned about.
Do you know
that.
What encyclopedias are, period?
Yeah, I know what those are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
well,
there we go. Yeah. The Encyclopedia Britannica, it's like
was
one
the
of
standard.
The brands of it. Yes.
Yeah, it was the standard.
I feel like
sure.
That kind of throws people off.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right, anyway. So this the data is collected by the Green Bank Telescope in West Virginia, which is bigger than the Statue of Liberty. And part of the Breakthrough Listen Project, which is aimed at identifying this communication that's coming from who knows where about who knows what. Right? Again, it's like a movie. Did you see that movie Contact with Jodie Foster? Remember that movie?
Yeah, is that the one where... No, I'm thinking of somebody else. What's that
She
one?
Goes up in a... She sort of time travels, in a manner of speaking, into another
place.
Oh, and place.
Doesn't the being, like, spoiler alert, doesn't the being... pretend to be a family member or somebody so that they can talk to her and not freak her out, and they even say that, like, I'm not actually this person, this is
yeah, on a beach, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I think that's the scene. I think you're right. Anyway, so they used AI, but then they had to go back. This is kind of like the teacher tells you to check your homework. So they actually used their brains. Manual reexamination confirmed the findings that shared some of the characteristics of these signals. This is really into the weeds.
It could be extraterrestrial intelligence.
Yep, exactly. That's the bottom line here. There have been people all over the country who have been working on this. There's a report this month in the journal Nature Astronomy that suggests that there is breakthrough stuff. There's a California astrophysicist named Stephen Croft who's up to his Mickey trying to... Now, we're taking in all this stuff. Are we sending out interstellar information? Apparently, the answer is yes. But sometimes they're concerned that it will get lost as it passes through the dust and the gas.
Translation ends up becoming like a threat.
Yeah. So the SETI folks are at it. Search for extraterrestrial intelligence using antennas to what they call eavesdrop on signals that aliens may be transmitting. This is kind of like Independence Day. You know, those really horrible-looking beings that come to...
Have like those weird tentacles still.
Right. Ugh, gross. Yeah. Anyway, so modern research. Here we go. That was the movie In Contact with the Signals. You're right. The Cosmic Tool in New Mexico, which is where Jodie Foster heard the signals in the movie Contact. So we're trying to track, or we're surveying anyway, I don't know if we're really tracking, 40 million stars. Who in the name of heaven is smart enough to have figured out how to do that? Or is this artificial intelligence again? This is Artificial Intelligence Day on the Good Day program. Here's the story about a pregnant woman who caught a 2-year-old boy who fell from the second story window. She was out in, this is a woman who lives in Iowa. She jumped into action to help a toddler who fell from a second story window. Carrie Jones was out walking her dog in Des Moines. And she spotted a 2-year-old boy throwing items from the second story window of a nearby home. At one point, Jones said the boy began leaning over the edge of the window. Where the hell is the mother? or the father or some figure. So anyway, she tried to get
into things very fast.
I suppose. Yeah, right.
I mean, you even step into a different room for one
second.
Yeah,
but the window open and, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. I can see my grandson, who's a little bit less than 2 years old, my second grandson, he's into everything. But they live on the bottom floor. But there are lots of things they can get into as much as anything else. So this lady's screaming.
She's 33 weeks pregnant, too.
Yeah, right. So the toddler loses his grip and falls toward the ground. But the video, is there a video of this? Somebody's got a video of this, right? I didn't get that there was a video. She told a story.
I don't believe that there is a video.
No video.
But, yeah, right. So she was standing right underneath him, of him in case he did fall. And she, because the window is open, so she's screaming because she's thinking, well, someone might hear
me. Somebody's got to be there.
But there was no response. And when the toddler lost his grip, she was there to catch him, thankfully.
So sweet. Yeah, exactly. All right, here's the story of a couple of brothers, 6-year-old, 3-year-old, in serious trouble with their folks after stealing and then crashing their family car. 6 years old.
How did the child, how did the 6-year-old even know how to drive when a lot of adults don't even know how to operate vehicles?
Bunga, bunga. How about that? That's a good story for Nick from Miles, actually. Here's some good news. An ocean cleanup nonprofit has received a check for $25 million from the co-founder of Airbnb, $25 million to support the Ocean Cleanup Nonprofit. Ocean Cleanup Nonprofit. They prepare, they're deploying the largest plastic capture system ever developed. I think we talked about the system last week. Didn't we describe it? How this is what it does and how it works. And it is so important to clean up this. See, I'm not... I get frustrated because people put labels on you. You know how it works. And with me, it's very hard to put labels on me because I don't think the same. I don't think in this box. I don't think because I'm a Republican, I should be thinking this way, or I'm a Democrat, I shouldn't think that way, or I'm a Christian, I should think this way, or I'm a Jew, I should think that way, or I'm black, I should think this way. It's not the way my mind works. I think about the particular circumstance. I am disgusted when I look around in my circumstances and then look at the world circumstances where there was such garbage everywhere. The amount of plastic that's in the ocean, that's along the street, it's disgusting.
It is. It really is.
It is. What we're doing to this beautiful planet that will survive, but we may not, because of how we're destroying it for ourselves. So anyway, this is a pilot system created by the Ocean Cleanup Group, and they're trying to, because with the $25 million, to be able to scale it up. It is, according to most experts, this is the reason the guy gave him the $25 million, because it's the most effective ocean cleaning system ever developed. And it's like a net that's about a mile across, and there are 3 boats that will allow it to operate around the clock. And so they're going to start, I guess, in Europe, right? This is a Dutch company. I think that they're going to be starting over there.
Yeah.
They've
been working on a patch located between California and Hawaii for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just what these ocean liners get away with in terms of just dumping garbage into the ocean is why are the environmentalists so concerned about gas that comes out of the back end of a cow, but they aren't concerned about all this crap that gets thrown out of all these? I love these ads when you're looking around. Here is your personal cruise consultant, and you can get on a ship, the Norwegian Cruise Line, and go to sea and look over the side of the boat and watch all the rubbish and trash and poop and everything else get pushed out onto the ocean. It's disgusting. So anyway, I guess the good news here is these guys get $25 million. The Airbnb thing, what a phenomenon. This is something else. You know, you go from one conversation to another if you have an imaginative mind. And I've always had, sometimes your father says to me when we have our meetings, well, you went from one thing to another and there was nothing, you didn't even take a breath. Well, because that's kind of the way my mind works. So follow along, folks. Here we go.
Hold on tight.
Hold on. Airbnb was, this is a company that's like 25, I don't even think it's 25 years old, but it's something like that. And it reminds me of Uber, or because it was the same thing. It's a software company that owns nothing. They just have a software program. And this, whoever this guy, there are two guys that put this together. They, his name is Joe Gebbia, G-E-B-B-I-A. He's one of the two founders. How they came up with this, but they're so smart, although I think Airbnb is kind of, has it gone beyond its prime? Because there are a lot of problems, apparently, with Airbnb stuff these days.
Yeah, it definitely seems like there's an ebb and flow. Like, it started to get pretty rough, and then it got a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, but it was, it's a, you know, it's like, with Uber, it's $5 billion, $6 billion company based on software, Airbnb, the same thing. So this guy easily had 25 mil, but good for him to give it to somebody, some company that can really use it. I think it's a fabulous idea, frankly. But what would be a better idea would be that we didn't do this in the first place. Right? Mm-hmm. That would be the best idea.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, if we didn't do that. But we seem to be, people that throw butts out the window of the car smoking, right? Is there anything more disgusting?
People throw everything out of their cars.
Oh, get up. What's the matter with you? What could you be thinking, you selfish SOBs? Don't throw stuff out. Have a little bag. A good example for your children. Set a bag up in the front and put your waste in there.
Yeah,
please.
Exactly.
Think, as it were. 18 after. This is Good Day.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that debating your accessories.
Could use some new riding gloves. Guess I'll go with black leather again. Just seems so basic. Wait, what if I did white leather? People be like, hey, this guy's different. Or they might be like, hey, this guy looks like a butler. Yeah, okay. Black leather it is.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
If you're fed up with your credit card's high interest rates and your balances are so out of control that they never seem to go down, one call to Consolidated Credit can get the relief you need. Consolidated Credit has helped over 6 million people with credit card debt, and their certified credit counselors are ready to help you. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast without destroying your credit. The program works, and the consultation is free. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-336-0167. 800-336-0167. That's 800-336.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Something about my friend Nick Miles. Good ideas. He has great ideas how to take care of yourself and your car. We're here to focus on your car with our auto expert at ourautoexpert.com. Nick Miles travels the country, travels the world. Good day to you, sir. Let's see. Ford has decided to sell. What can you buy? A Ford electric truck for like maybe $150.
Not quite, but you know we're going in that direction. 88 days supply on the lot right now, which means that Ford will do you a deal to take them. But they're not stopping. They're not stopping. They have more electrics coming, and that's going to compound the problem somewhat. There's rumors of an electric Bronco, an electric Explorer. Who knows where it's going to stop? And eventually it'll have to stop because we'll all have enough electrics, and we won't want any more.
No more. All right, speaking of electrics, Toyota is recalling a lot of electric sedans, especially the ones that are in China. Why in China do they make? Do they have a plant in China and that didn't do a good job making the cars?
It's interesting that everyone says these electric cars are infallible. You don't have to have them serviced, no oil to be changed and that sort of thing, so they're much cheaper. Well, you know, things do go wrong with them, and they're recalling all of these vehicles because the door handles don't work.
That's well.
Which is an issue because I don't like climbing in and out of my Toyota through the window. So I don't know about you.
Oh, come on. There's no sport in you. What's the matter with you? Come on.
You know, when you have two coffees in your hand or a baby or some shopping, it becomes a little bit annoying.
It's difficult. Yes, it does.
Right. So, but it's interestingly enough, this is mainly because they used a Chinese company to work with on having these door handles made. And there you go.
Good old quality Chinese product, yes.
Yeah. You should have learned your lesson the first time around not had any problems.
Well, we were just talking about Volvo now being a Chinese company and wondering what that's going to do to the quality of that product, one of Sweden's finest and now belongs to a Chinese outfit. Good luck to those of you buying Volvos. I say that knowingly because my son is just buying one. So, all right. My English friends pronounce this company Winnebago. We call them Winnebagos over here, but the Brits call them, right? Don't you call them Winnebagos?
Yeah, they call them Winnebagos, and the Dutch have an even more complicated name, because they always say, if you go to Holland and you ask for directions, you always get someone that feels like they're coughing up phlegm. But they call it Winnebago. Winnebago. Really? So, which is
that's how it's pronounced in Israel.
Exactly. Winnebago coming up with something I think is very cool, Doug. And this, I like the idea of being able to escape mankind and live off the grid. So they have this Winnebago that you can get away from the power and the water supply and everything. You can actually survive off the grid for a few days. Which is my idea of heaven, the dogs, the great outdoors, and nobody to bother me.
All right, see you later.
Night.
All right, here's the story about one of the most famous cars in the history of the world. The Aston Martin that was driven by James Bond. Is this the original Aston Martin or the model? Because they always had more than one.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, when you make a movie, you can go through anything from 12 to 20 cars. Because, you blow the occasional one up, and then it doesn't do very well when you put it back together again. So they usually have a lot of them, but then they only usually have one in the James Bond movies that has all the gadgets on it. And the one that had all the gadgets, one of the ones that had all the gadgets on it, is up for sale, which is very rare. We all know James Bond for the Goldfinger DB5. That's the most famous. But there has been one in every single James Bond movie, and that means that those cars exist somewhere. And then coming up for sale, the likelihood of finding one of these James Bond Aston Martins is very, very, very rare. So they are selling them off now. One or two of them, and one has come up for sale. So if you want something that has ski pads on the side, and you want something that has rocket launchers, this might be the one.
Yeah, that's it. That sort of reminds me of what happened to the bullet car. Steve McQueen.
Oh, Steve McQueen, movie in San Francisco.
Yeah, crazy price on that. All right, my friend, thank you for visiting with us, bringing us up to date on some of the interesting stories surrounding our automobiles. It is Nick Miles who runs ourautoexpert.com. Check it out when you're looking for info on buying a car, fixing a car. It's there, ourautoexpert.com. 59 after here on Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.